Let's do some events and activities. We have some things that are going on for the weekend, and we were talking about this last hour, and yeah, you know, it's Lenten season, and we have notification of a fish fry that's going on, and if you've got one for your organization, in whatever way it's being done, take out probably, let us know, and we'll let folks know. So today, there will be the first of three fish fries being put on by the Knights of Columbus Council, 4102. That's at 360 South River Road in Bay City. And today, from noon until 6 p.m., with your perch, your cod, and other fixings as part of the fish fry meal, adults are $14, children 12 and under 7, and it is takeout only. Again, with the Knights of Columbus Council, 4102, today, noon till 6, the fish fry, the Knights of Columbus Hall, 360 South River Road in Bay City. Enjoy. Coming up on Monday, in fact, next Monday and Wednesday, the final Chippewa Nature Center evening snowshoe hikes will take place. Chance to look for animals and study the beautiful tree silhouettes against the winter sky. You're asked to bring a headlamp or a flashlight, and pre-registration is required. Go to ChippewaNatureCenter.org, ChippewaNatureCenter.org, next Monday and Tuesday for the final snowshoe hikes of the season between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Midland Center for the Arts is enjoying a special Reimagining Dinosaurs event, and that's taking place next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Groundbreaking new science, changing what we thought we knew about dinosaurs, and paleontologists will be on hand for discussions, and this is a chance to enjoy this online event when you go to mcfta.org, mcfta.org. Also next Tuesday, the Creative 360 Stage Studios and Gallery is presenting Radiant Rose Creative Canvas. Pre-registration is required. All ages are welcome. It's $30 between 6 and 8 p.m. for next Tuesday. Find out more online, becreative360.org. And when we say becreative360, that's the numbers 360. becreative360.org for next Tuesday. Coming up on Tuesday, the final event in the community conversations being held with the community read of Kindred, a novel by Octavia Butler, which is a book that explores the issues of race and power and privilege. It's been going on between January and February, and the final discussion of the book is coming up on Tuesday between 1 and 3 p.m. That's associated with the Public Libraries of Saginaw. And to find out more, you can go to justicelibrary.org. That's justicelibrary.org. Tuesday is also going to feature a film discussion. The film Ashes to Ashes. Winfried Rembert is an artist who has a work that is being displayed with the Anthony and Davida Artist Collection of African-American Art at the Saginaw Art Museum. And the story is shared in a short film called Ashes to Ashes. And there'll be a discussion, a Zoom discussion, coming up on Tuesday. Find out more by visiting SaginawArtMuseum.org. That's SaginawArtMuseum.org. And on Wednesday at the Art Museum, by the way, Elbow Bump After Hours. You're invited to come and enjoy the collection of permanent and current exhibitions. Masks and physical distancing will be required. It's free, although a $5 donation to the museum would be appreciated, but it's not necessary to attend. Even some jazzy tunes to be enjoyed. This is next Wednesday, 5:30 till 8, Elbow Bump After Hours at the Saginaw Art Museum, SaginawArtMuseum.org, SaginawArtMuseum.org. Saginaw Valley's State University and its Department of Theater presents Joan, the Girl of Arc. And this is going to be starting next Wednesday, Thursday, in fact, next Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but it starts midweek this coming week, with all performances virtual, $10 tickets to get the virtual connection, and information available online, svsu.edu/theater, svsu.edu/theater, for Joan, the Girl of Arc. The performance is starting this coming Wednesday, February 24th. There'll be a nature hike for photography to be enjoyed with the Chippewa, with the Price Nature Center, going on next Thursday. And that's between 4:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, it's a chance to do a photo walk to sharpen your observation skills and take the pictures. And pre-registration is required. Call 989-790-5280 for that photography nature hike next Thursday at the Price Nature Center. And for that matter, a moonlight hike is going to be taking place at Ringwood Forest next Friday. Pre-registration is required. We'll tell you about that here 1 week in advance. Call 989-790-5280. And a reminder that you have one more week. It's going to be wrapping up next Friday. To enjoy the Saginaw Arts and Enrichment Commission's presentation of Inspired Creativity, artwork by the students at Bethlehem and Holy Cross Lutheran Schools, part of the Art at the Anderson, on display now through next Friday, the Anderson Enrichment Center, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Visit artsaginaw.org to find out more. That's artsaginaw.org. And for that matter, as long as we're talking about exhibitions, that'll be wrapping up next week. You have another week to enjoy the Marshall Frederick's Sculpture Museum's Hip Hop Icons virtual exhibition going on as part of Black History Month. And you can find out more about that by going to marshallfredericks.org. You can get guided virtual tours and more to find out about marshallfredericks.org. Some of the things that are happening in and around the weekend and beyond, some of the activities and events we have for you on WSGW.